Axios report details personal letter. Gifts, travel as ethics probe targets Representative Chuck Edwards. By Jasmine Jordan on May 5, 2026. A new report outlines allegations involving workplace conduct by Representative Chuck Edwards, RNC, toward younger female aides, as a House Ethics Committee investigation continues into claims tied to his interactions with staff as he seeks re-election in November. The Axios report describes instances in which Edwards allegedly directed personal attention toward two female staffers in their 20s, with three unnamed sources saying his conduct was inappropriate, crossed professional boundaries, and created an uncomfortable work environment. According to the report, one female staffer expressed discomfort about Edwards' behavior to colleagues during and after her employment, though she declined to comment publicly. Axios reviewed a handwritten, three-page letter Edwards gave to one staffer before her departure, in which he wrote that she was the most amazing woman and added, "I only wish I could explain the joy and meaning to me for the time we spent together at the office, but especially away from it." The letter also included the line that she had written a complex chapter in my heart, and was signed with a message expressing long-term appreciation and devotion. Axios revealed that Edwards purchased personal gifts for staffers, including jewelry and a custom puzzle featuring actor Adam Sandler alongside a note inviting one aide to attend a comedy show. It is unclear whether the event was attended. Additional accounts from sources cited by Axios said Edwards gave another staffer gifts such as a person invited her to events including a White House Christmas gathering in 2024. The Axios report also highlighted staffing patterns, noting Edwards' office had a turnover rate of 59% in 2025, more than double the House average of 27%, according to Leahy Storm. Three sources told Axios that Edwards frequently held one-on-one dinners with both aides and often complimented their outfits and appearance. The report further states that his decision to promote one of the younger staffers to a senior role a year and a half into her tenure contributed to internal tensions within the office, and that a more experienced colleague left shortly after the promotion. Axios further reported that Edwards and one former staffer spent time vacationing together in Las Vegas months after she left his office, according to two sources familiar with the trip. Receipts reviewed by the outlet show Edwards booked two rooms at the Bellagio Hotel from November 8 to November 11, 2025, while messages indicate the former staffer was present in Las Vegas during at least part of that period. At the time, staff in Edwards' office expressed concern about his ability to return to Washington to vote on reopening the government amid shutdown-related airport delays, the sources said. Edwards did not respond to multiple requests for comment from Axios regarding the specific allegations. However, Breitbart News reported Monday, citing coverage of a notice report on the ethics inquiry, that Edwards said, "I welcome any investigation. Given the professionalism my staff has demonstrated and my commitment to serving the people of Western NC." He added that given the current political environment we are facing in our nation, it comes as no surprise that others with their own political agendas will attempt to raise false accusations in order to create news stories. The case involving Chuck Edwards comes amid a broader series of ethics investigations on Capitol Hill. Eric Swalwell said he was suspending his campaign for governor and later announced plans to resign from his seat in Congress after being accused of sexual assault by a former staffer and facing additional allegations of inappropriate conduct. Tony Gonzalez said he had made a mistake and took full responsibility after acknowledging an affair with a former aide and announcing his retirement from Congress. Sheila Sherfilas McCormick pleaded not guilty and described her case as a witch hunt before resigning ahead of an ethics hearing. Meanwhile, Representative Corey Mills has pushed back on the accusations after a motion to expel cited multiple allegations, including claims of sexual misconduct.